Afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining the call. obviously, there's been a lot of speculation over the last few hours about trading out one of our designated players, Julian de Guzman. It's come to fruition where Dallas has taken the player. That opens up some room for us to do some things in a different direction. And I want to wish Julian all the best with his new club. And I want to welcome.
Joined.
I want to welcome Andrew Weideman to Toronto Football Club family.
Okay. Any questions?
Paul, it's John Molinaro from Sportsnet. Why make this move now?
Well, we've been saying for quite some time that we need to strengthen the defensive line, and this gives us the ability to do so now.
And if I can just ask a quick follow-up, so do you have a player lined up in terms of, you know, who's going to be coming in?
We have a few. One in particular, yes, but that's as far as I can take it up to now.
Okay, thank you.
Paul, Dan Girard with the Toronto Star. In terms of the, you talk about opening up salary room, does all of Julian's salary go to, will it be paid by FC Dallas or the cap hit, or how does that work?
I'm not willing to get into that, Dan. Just the simple fact of the matter is that Dallas are taking the cap hit. This creates significant flexibility for the team moving forward.
Sorry, Paul, just to clarify, they're taking the rest of the cap, they're taking the entire cap hit then?
They're taking the cap hit.
Thank you. If no one else is going to go, Paul, I'll ask another one, Dan Girard here, and that is, in terms of timing, how soon would you expect that you'll be able to make an announcement on what obviously sounds like it will be a defender?
Soon. I mean, it's like I've said before in the past when I've been doing some Q&A, sometimes these things can take hours. Sometimes it can take days. Sometimes it can hopefully not take more than a week. But it's pending. Let's put it that way. Imminently pending.
Imminently pending. Thank you.
Paul, it's Jerry Dobson from Sportsnet here. When you talk about you have flexibility now to help things out at the back, and you talk about it's imminent that somebody is coming in, are we talking about one player here, or have you got enough cap space now where we could see more than one player coming in?
One.
Pardon me?
More than one.
More than one. Okay. And was this move, trading to Guzman, now something that you'd been trying to get done for a while, or is the seeds of this go back quite a while, or just recently?
No, very, very recent.
Can you say that again? Sorry?
Very, very recent.
Okay. Thank you.
Paul, Curtis Withers from the Canadian Press. It seems recently that de Guzman has sort of been on the outside looking in a little bit in the midfield with Frings playing so well. Was that part of the decision to part with him?
Well, I'm the type of coach that I don't like changing the team. I'm completely cognizant of the fact that we travel a lot, but I'm a play and reward type of a coach. I think that if you're in the team and we've been doing reasonably well, then I don't see why we should tinker with the team. That, you know, you're absolutely spot on. I mean, Terry Dunfield and Torsten Frings have done everything to a T almost to what I've been asking of them. So it's been a little difficult for Julian to get into that spot. I've been playing him sort of on the outside, you know, Benson and Lewis Silva and Reggie Lamb. Reggie unfortunately had to go back to Bermuda for some family, urgent family business. So, you know, I'm playing Eric Avila right there. So we've got some cover in key spots. It's just a football, you know. I don't really like tinkering with the team too much if it's reasonably successful.
Hey, Paul. Paul Kerr-Larsen from the Toronto Sun.
Hi, Kurt.
With,
With Julian leaving, does that open up a DP slot? And are one of those two players you're looking at bringing in a designated player?
It does open up the DP spot, yes. And we are in negotiations with players that can fill that role.
Okay, last time we spoke as well, you told me that the team was looking at former and current U.S. and Canadian internationals. Are any of these players fit that bill?
I can't comment on that yet.
Paul?
Paul, it's Paul Atwell from the Globe and Mail.
Hi.
Did Julian have any kind of no-trade clause, or did he have to agree to this move, or is it just you were going to Dallas and that's it?
No, they didn't have a no-trade clause.
Okay.
Paul, it's John Molinaro again. What does Andrew Weidemann bring to the team?
Well, I've known Andrew for quite some time. Obviously, you know that he's a GA, so he's not going to cost us any money, which is interesting. He's an intriguing player. He's a young player, lots of potential. He's got the ability to play both as a forward and in midfield. He can play on the right. So we're just sort of adding some depth, getting some younger legs in the team. And, you know, the good thing is from a couple of viewpoints, he's young. He's very, very hungry. He's one of the best finishers I've seen in the modern era. And I'm looking for him to really get the bull by the horns and take this opportunity.
And will he be available to play on Saturday?
I'm not 100% certain, but I'm 99% certain that he will be.
Okay, thank you.
Paul, it's Paul again from the Globe and Mail. Was Julian open to the move? Was he happy about it? Was it a complete shock and he was disappointed, obviously? But
I don't really know. You'll have to ask Julian. again, it's just one of those things. Sometimes you've got to do some things for the football club that makes the football club better. I firmly believe that. I don't know. There's speculation, and I feel the fans sometimes are questioning some of the things that we're doing. But this really helps us to improve the defensive situation.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Hey, Paul. Kurt, Toronto. Toronto Sun. Can you just give some comments on the game for today? Or for tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, going back to my old stomping ground, where I had some incredible memories, some left there with Mr. Kraft and Jonathan Kraft's blessing. It's going to be an emotional time for me, but the one thing that we need to get is a result. We need to get back on a decent platform and being consistent with our performances. I know New England have added Benson to the ranks. He's a very, very talented player. Senni up front is a very, very dangerous player. I think Rowe's going to be out with suspension. I'm guessing Shalree will come back, who I've got the highest regard for. Matt Rees in goal is one of the best keepers in the league. And Heaps' back four has been constant for most of the season. Alston, McCarthy, Soares and Tierney were the sum of the parts are quite excellent.
It's Larry Molson from MLS Soccer. I just wondered, how is your injury situation for tomorrow?
Big question mark over Jeremy Hall. I actually haven't spoken to Carmelo yet, but I'm not too hopeful about Jeremy because even if I did risk him, he'd probably be too great a risk. Obviously, we can add Andrew to the squad. Deco Williams comes in. As far as other injuries are concerned, Adrian's not ready. Ty Hard is not ready. Obviously, you know about Stefan. So I'm just looking at the squad. I don't think I've got any other problems, Larry.
Okay. And that's a hamstring with Jeremy?
Yes. It's the initial diagnosis was a level one, so it's mild, but it's a hamstring, so you've got to be careful.
Thanks.
Paul, just one last question on Julian. How would you? I know you've not been here that long, but how would you sum up his 3-year career at Toronto FC?
You know what? I'm sort of the opinion that I read what you guys say, and I see Julian de Guzman play very, very well in a 4-5-1 or a 4-4-2 for Canada, and I think he'll thrive. He thrives in that sort of environment, and you know, I can only speak for the last few weeks really, because I wasn't that close to what was going on as far as, you know, tactical situations and day-to-day training. But you know, Terry Dunfield has really done amazingly well for the club over recent weeks. So it was difficult for him, and as a designated player, you know, local guy, I'm sure he wanted to do well. But as I said earlier in the press conference, sometimes you've got to do things that help the team, and hopefully this will help the team further down the line.
Thanks.
Okay, last question.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Alf de Blasis, TLN Network. I just wonder if you could clarify the allocation process. If a player becomes available through league allocation, my understanding is that Toronto FC is second behind New England. Is that correct? And if so, would you be in talks to work on a trade?
Yes, always. But the person to ask is Earl. Earl deals with that when it comes to me with opinion. So the best person to talk to, as far as that's concerned, is for instant or immediate clarification, would be Earl.